in a survey among over 1,500 adults stands at 45%, tying his personal high. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup.
That 45% rating for Trump for the week ending Sunday ties the highest of his entire administration on a weekly basis. He also had 45% just after he was inaugurated, but this is the first time he's back to that level in about the year and a half since he's been in office.
President Trump introduced more tariffs on China yesterday. Peter Navarro is director of trade and industrial policy at the White House. He explains why this needed to be done.
The problem here is that China's targeted the crown jewels of American technology. They are using four attack vectors to go after it. They steal it. They force the transfer of it. They evade our export controls. And they're coming with trillions of dollars to places like Silicon Valley to buy it.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We're learning more and more details regarding anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok being escorted out of Washington, D.C.'s FBI headquarters. According to Congressman Ron DeSantis of Florida, the damage has already been done.
So this guy, Peter Strzok, has done more damage to the institution of the FBI than probably any agent in modern times. And he really helped alter the political dynamics in this country. Donald Trump's gotten a heck of a lot done, but he's had to deal with this for over a year and a half, and it's unfair.
Once upon a time, when you hit the age of 40, you were considered to be middle-aged. Well, not so much anymore. But things do start changing in you mentally and physically. Pamela Druckerman is a New York Times best-selling author. She wrote a new book titled There Are No Grown-Ups, a midlife coming-of-age story. She talks about how social media can keep us young these days.
You know, I think the great thing about social media is you can find people who are like you online. I mean, obviously, there are some dangers in doing that, too. But, you know, when I was a kid, when you were awkward, you didn't talk about it. You just sat in a corner and felt awkward and alone and like you felt like a weirdo. Whereas now you can find other, you know, there are TV shows called Awkward, and you can find the other awkward weirdos online. You can find your tribe a lot more easily. And I think, again, that has downsides, but it has upsides too. I think I've noticed more, I guess, emotional maturity in and awareness in younger people than I had at my age.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he will soon be signing an executive order aimed at ending the controversial separation of immigrant children from their parents at the southern border. He makes the announcement during a White House meeting with cabinet members and lawmakers earlier today.
We all very much have the same views. We want to keep family together. At the same time, we have to be strong on the border. Otherwise, you'll have millions of people coming up, not thousands like we have now. You'll have millions of people flowing up and just overtaking the country. We're not letting that happen. So we have to be very strong on the border, but at the same time, we want to be very compassionate.
At the same time, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says the House will vote on a longer-term fix tomorrow. He says immigrant kids must not be separated from their parents, but he says immigration laws must continue to be enforced. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
A new study is out regarding the job approval of President Trump. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gallup reports President Donald Trump's job approval rating in a survey among over 1,500 adults stands at 45%, tying his personal high. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup.
That 45% rating for Trump for the week ending Sunday ties the highest of his entire administration on a weekly basis. He also had 45% just after he was inaugurated, but this is the first time he's back to that level in about the year and a half since he's been in office.
President Trump introduced more tariffs on China yesterday. Peter Navarro is director of trade and industrial policy at the White House. He explains why this needed to be done.
The problem here is that China's targeted the crown jewels of American technology. They are using four attack vectors to go after it. They steal it. They force the transfer of it. They evade our export controls. And they're coming with trillions of dollars to places like Silicon Valley to buy it.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We're learning more and more details regarding anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok being escorted out of Washington, D.C.'s FBI headquarters. According to Congressman Ron DeSantis of Florida, the damage has already been done.
So this guy, Peter Strzok, has done more damage to the institution of the FBI than probably any agent in modern times. And he really helped alter the political dynamics in this country. Donald Trump's gotten a heck of a lot done, but he's had to deal with this for over a year and a half, and it's unfair.
Once upon a time, when you hit the age of 40, you were considered to be middle-aged. Well, not so much anymore. But things do start changing in you mentally and physically. Pamela Druckerman is a New York Times best-selling author. She wrote a new book titled There Are No Grown-Ups, a midlife coming-of-age story. She talks about how social media can keep us young these days.
You know, I think the great thing about social media is you can find people who are like you online. I mean, obviously there are some dangers in doing that, too. But, you know, when I was a kid, when you were awkward, you didn't talk about it. You just sat in a corner and felt awkward and alone and like you felt like a weirdo. Whereas now you can find other, you know, there are TV shows called Awkward, and you can find the other awkward weirdos online. You can find your tribe a lot more easily. And I think, again, that has downsides, but it has upsides too. I think I've noticed more, I guess, emotional maturity in and awareness in younger people than I had at my age.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and I have a full house in studio today. A lot of things going on. Oh, there I am. Hear myself now. Today's show, I have the return of the millennials. They were so popular last week, we brought them or asked them to come back. In studio, we had applied them with liquor. No. But we got them to come back into studio, and today's topic is all about the best color combinations. I have a printout for all you guys to take a look at, and I want you to, I'm going to have you, each one of you, read some of the things that I do at Maven Hill Designs. I think we'll start with Carly because she helped me with the flyer. So let's talk about some of the things that I do at Maven Hill Designs, and then we'll get into the color thing. Go ahead, Carly.
At-home consultations.
Okay. And that's where I go into somebody's house, and I do what's called a one-off. That means that I'll go to your home, look at every room, and give you general ideas. Jesse.
Sorry. Interior painting and faux finishes?
Correct. So a lot of my work these days is painting and somewhat, not so much so faux finishing anymore, except for pieces of furniture. But painting can be transformative. It's one of the easiest ways to make your home look incredibly different within a matter of a couple of hours. Connor.
Interior blinds, plantation shutters, and Roman shades.
Exactly. You know, distribution of light is critical in making a space look well. Functionally, a space that has a proper window treatment can be cooler or warmer when the weather is cold, but also the filtering of light really helps in how a room looks.
Wallpapering.
Wallpapering, as we talked about in one of our previous shows, wallpapering is very much back in style now. I want to show you pictures when we that are on my computer when we go to commercial. I just did a wallpaper, an accent wall. We talked about accent walls now. And I did an accent wall of a grass paper, real wood grass, painted a dark blue-green color. It is amazing once you see it. And then all there are built-ins, and all the stuff is white and silver against that. It looks amazing. So, okay, who's next?
All right, so we have custom window treatments.
Window treatments are very different today than they were. They're very, very simple. So some of the things that are very popular today are a relaxed Roman shade. Simple roller shades are in now with some texture to them and some color. Solar shades, where it allows the light to come through the space. And, of course, plantation shutters always bring value to a space. Guys, anything else?
We got furniture and fine carpets.
So if you go to any of my showrooms, I have two showrooms. The first one is right here at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm in with Flemington Fan and Lighting. Have lots of accessories and things at that location. And if you come up to northern New Jersey near the Short Hills Mall, you can see my more expanded store at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. I always ask my interns not to do it. I'm the one that does it the most often. Sorry about that. And lots of furniture and accessories, four rooms worth of stuff in northern New Jersey at 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. So those are some of the things that I do that we talk about in market. But I think one of the best ways, and my shows usually are based upon what I'm doing at the time. So this week I'm doing a bathroom over, and we took a bathroom that was from the 1980s that had a lot of beiges and some off-whites, and we sort of reinvented it. And as much as the tile is beautiful and the vanity is beautiful and the crisp white shower surround is terrific, it was really the color that made it transformed. And when I went to my client today right here in Flemington, and I put a beautiful accent wall in basically a gray room with not a lot going on, that pop of that really rich blue-green color was transformative. So I figured between those two projects and what I'm working on, color is transformative. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I think we're going to come up to our, how about we do the weather? Is somebody going to do my weather for me today?
Sure. Just give me 1 second. I'll pull it up.
Okay. And the National Weather Service is going to tell us that. Okay.
We're getting there. We got some sticky keys.
Okay. A lot of people using this. Oh, that's right. We had a little incident with the previous show. There should be a tab that you can click on weather.
We'll say it's pretty hot outside right now.
Yes. Let's be specific, though. Mm-hmm. Connor, if you don't have that coming up, we'll go to our first set of commercial messages, and I'll help
it's
you.
It's loading
that.
Right now. Okay. There we go. It's coming
thinking.
Up.
It's hot in here.
Mm-hmm. So it's currently, today we have a high of 85 degrees and a low of 69 degrees. It's partly cloudy. Tomorrow you can expect some showers in the morning with a high of 81 degrees and a low of 64 degrees. Friday it's going to be cloudy with a high of 72 and a low of 63, so it's getting a little cooler. But then it's going to get hotter again for the weekend with thunderstorms on Saturday with a high of 81, low of 70. And Sunday it'll be sunny again with a high of 86 and a low of 66.
Okay. Well, that sounds not so bad. You know, once it gets hotter, you always have thunderstorms late in the day. That's how the summertime goes. All right, why don't we take our first set of commercial messages?
Mm-hmm.
I will swallow some water, and we will continue with our program. Today is all about the millennials and best color combinations.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and these days a contractor. In fact, we're going to be changing the name, my domain name, from Maven Hill Designs to Maven Hill Design Build, because we're doing so many kitchens and bathrooms these days. And my project this week is a beautiful bathroom, which we gutted actually to the studs and rebuilt in Cranford, New Jersey. Wonderful surfaces. I'm actually going to start with that. I'm going to go through categories of the best color combinations. And I did bring what I'm working on right now in the bath color. So one of my favorite things to do in baths is to make them white. White with a little touch of gray to me is just classic as can be. It could have been your Nana's bathroom all those years ago, or it could be something that we're just putting in today. But a classic white bathroom always works best. What do you guys think about white for a bathroom, at least for all the hard surfaces, the tile? Connor?
100%. I love seeing white in a bathroom.
Right. It's very clean and spa-like, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it stands the test of time. Jesse?
Yeah, when things aren't white in the bathroom, they don't look as clean.
No.
When you have that like bright white color, you know a bathroom's clean, and that's kind of my main concern.
Right. And it's never gone out of style. You could have done a white bathroom in the 80s, the 60s, the 40s. It's always been the same. Carly?
Yep, it's classic. I like it.
Yeah, nice and clean. In this case, we did our floor tile, which was a hexagon shape, 2 inches, white with a little gray veining in it. We did a gray vanity with an undermount white sink and a Carrera top with just a little bit of gray in it. And then a beautiful rectangular tub that went to space that was white, and a 3x6 subway tile with white grout. Now, there's a thing that you guys probably see a lot is when people do the subway tile now, they're using like gray grout or black grout. Curious of any of your thoughts on that as opposed to the white grout. Have you seen that where they do the wall, an accent wall or a bathroom, and it's white tile, right? And sometimes it's not 3x6, sometimes it's like 2x10, you know, very linear right now.
Okay.
But the grout is a color as opposed to being white. I'll tell you personally. Well, I don't like to tell you personally first because then you're going to say what I say. I feel that whether it's a floor, a shower backsplash or what have you, I like the tile and the grout to match exactly, because then I think you just see the grout. You don't see the beauty of the tile. So that's my personal thing on it. It also shows separations, and I like the continuity. What do you guys think collectively about colored grout? Carly?
I think I would like it. I haven't really seen it that much, but I think it might look nice.
Traitor. Kind of okay. Jesse?
I'm still pretty, like, I like just the normal white, but, like, I guess, like what Carly said, if you can make it work, then it works, but, I mean, you could just be also be safe and use the white, right?
You're all wrong. Okay. Connor?
I like the idea of the contrast between the two, but at the same time, I feel like it shouldn't be the grout that is pulling in more attention.
So well, maybe the grout's having, the grabber.
Yeah,
the,
so right. Maybe instead of doing a colored grout, doing like an off-white tile and then having a bright white grout. So right. That way it doesn't match exactly, but you're still being drawn to the tile instead of the grout.
Sure. All right, so I'm going to hold the color up that I picked today. I met, there's two colors that I recently used on bathrooms that are white. The first color that we have up, I don't know if you can see, is that showing up on camera there? I don't see in the monitor that it is.
Yeah, you're pointing at the camera.
Okay. So the first color is called Benjamin Moore's Smoke, and it's a beautiful color that I'll pass around. It's sort of a spa-like greenish blue, and if you're following the Benjamin Moore book, its smoke is 2122-40. 2122-40, Benjamin Moore Smoke. It's a very nice, very updated spa-like color for a bathroom, particularly a white bathroom. So I'm going to pass that around, see what you guys think of that. On the same note, and slightly more green, blue-green, another spa color I use a lot is called Palladian Blue. In fact, Carly in our in the store in Maplewood, the bathroom, is Palladian Blue. So this is what this one looks like. Similar in shade, and but a slightly greener, sort of a blue-green color, and I'll pass that around. It's funny that in studio here, we have sort of like a peachy color walls. God knows I didn't do that. And it's affecting the way the color looks. I'll tell you guys something that you can do when you're trying to determine the value of color is put it against pure white. Look how different that color looks now. Carly, when we put it against white, how does the colors look?
They look brighter.
And more intense, right? Jesse, Connor?
Yeah. It pops more.
So with a white bathroom, what do you guys think the best color combinations are? Ooh. For me, I say blues and greens. Not dark, light blues and greens, spa-like against the white.
Yeah, I would definitely go with blues and greens. I think this almost relates back to our last show about, you know, you asked us what our favorite colors were, especially in areas I like the seafoam greens, and I like the lighter colors, nothing too heavy.
No.
Yeah, nothing too distracting. You know, it is still a bathroom, so.
Exactly. I think where we've left off is bathrooms, crisp white, maybe touches of gray, and then a spa blue-green color is best. Mm-hmm. Let's switch gears and go outside now, and we'll work our way back into the house, talking about outside color combinations. These days, the color I use most on the outside of houses is?
Gray.
What is that, a mouse? Gray. Gray mouse. Gray, all shades of gray outside. In fact, my neighbors are painting their house this week, and they can't figure out what color gray is. Like, it's like a kaleidoscope of grays on their house. Good rule of thumb is when you're trying to pick a color for your house, use what's around it to decide whether it's a southern exposure, northern exposure, lots of greenage, not much greenage, far on the property. It's a sense of balance which will determine the color gray you should use. One of the best surfaces to go by to balance your outside of your house for paint color is the color of your roof. If you have a tan roof, don't do a dark gray house. Pick a gray that has a lot of brown in it or more of a grayish. If you have a charcoal color roof, there's more opportunities to do some of the deeper grays, and that will work well. It's kind of like when you're maybe if someone changes their hair color, they want to base it on other things, like the way their eye color looks and their skin color. That's all design is. It's a matter of balance. So some of the colors that I use a lot in decorating are Benjamin Moore's Kendall Charcoal, which is a very dark gray, Benjamin Moore's Platinum Gray, which is sort of a mid-tone gray, Gray Owl, which is a very light gray. Probably the most popular color that I've done this year is Benjamin Moore's Revere Pewter, which is sort of a gray beige. It's a hybrid and works very well. Stonington Gray is another popular outside gray color. Coventry Gray. And with that, we always do super white trim, so there's a crisp contrast between the two, especially when you have a light color. If you pick a really light gray, like Gray Owl, you want to see contrast of what is the clapboard or the wall and then what is the trim, so it brings it up. Now, these days, as we've talked about on the show several weeks in a row, pop colors with gray is very popular. But people don't paint their shutters a pop color because that would look terrible. Can you imagine, what do you think I'm going to say, Connor, first? What's a good pop color with gray?
Good pop color with gray. Probably want to do something a little bit lighter.
Like? He's sweating. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Carly, good pop color with gray outside. Come on.
Outside?
Yeah.
Maybe like a mint.
All right. So great. So let's say a pop of a mint color.
Mint color on the front door would look amazing. What would mint shutters look like? Terrible. Right, terrible. So in painting houses these days, all shades of gray are nice with a crisp white trim and then pops of color, but only at the front door. So if we're doing gray houses, we want to either do a darker gray shutter or a black shutter and then have a pop of color. Some of my favorite color combinations with a gray house would be number one is sort of like I like a citrus green, a bottle green, like you and I have in the front room, a citrus or bottle green, limish, white, and dark gray are awesome together, especially the dark grays with it. Tiffany box blue on a gray house with white is just absolutely beautiful. Mid-tone blue is nice. Navy, a really rich navy and blue are very nice as a pop color combination. Believe it or not, even red in the right setting, maybe more of a traditional setting, a really rich red, not a burgundy red, like a red red with white and black shutters and a gray body is a nice color combination. Yellow, I really like this combination. It has to be the right house, maybe a little bit more on the modern side, but a dark charcoal gray, white, and a pop of yellow at the front door. People are still doing black doors, just black and white and gray, but I like a pop. I think that's a good color combination for a house. If you don't want a gray house, there are other colors that are coming up that are very different. I'm seeing a little bit of a return to dark blue, and dark blue is classically not a good color for a house. But sort of dark blue grays are starting to come into fashion as well. If somebody doesn't want gray, that's something a little bit different. I'm not seeing a lot of houses that are in the beige tones, but I have also seen a return to white, some of the new construction houses, even some of the farmhouse style or rustic farmhouses. You're seeing the siding being, instead of being a vertical siding, it's a horizontal siding, and you're using the combination of black and white. Another thing that I like with combination for outside is when somebody has a brick house, particularly a ranch, and then they paint the brick white now with black. That's a really good-looking outside combination. So those are my favorite colors. Any guys, things that you've observed? I drive down the streets of Maplewood and South Orange, and I have my little phone with me, and if I see a great combination, I just pick it. There was a house I saw last week, and sometimes I put these on Instagram or I try just to put only my own work on Instagram, but there was a dark blue house with white trim and a apple green front door. It sounds horrible. It was amazing. It was such a beautiful combination. And then their flower pots were those cobalt blue flower pots with lots of potato vine that was that sort of citrus green, and they just hooked it up. It was like off the charts. If you were going to think of a combination that you guys would like, you all shook your head when I said Tiffany box blue with Greg. Mm-hmm. Any other combinations you guys have seen, or maybe down the shore, or anything that you saw was nice? I saw a house that was light gray that had a watermelon pink front door, and that was kind of different.
Did you like it?
You know what? It wasn't for me, but it really worked well in the space. Okay. And again, that's a sense of balance, especially outside, because the light is always changing. Let's go inside the house now and talk about the best color combinations for inside the house. Well, I think we all, you got to let me know when it comes to commercial, guys.
I will.
Okay, so for inside the house, let's start with the corridors of the house. Now, when you have corridors of a house, I say they are the heart of the home. So corridors, I mean, is the hallway, the upstairs, the foyer, and so on. What do you think about doing a dark color in the doing a dark color in the transition spaces? Good idea or bad idea? Carly. Oh, my God.
I don't love it.
Okay. I agree. Jesse?
I have in both my houses, uh-huh. We have lighter colors in the corridor. It's just a lot more welcoming.
Sure.
You're not, like, the moment you enter in, you're not, like, like attacked by colors right away. So it's, I think, I would go a little warmer colors. The darker colors are just not for me in that particular room.
You're going to make sure this stays off. Okay, thanks. So, and Connor?
Yeah, I would say you usually go with lighter colors, especially if you're going to be in a corridor with a lot of natural light.
Exactly. Use those lighter colors. Rule of thumb is that we want our corridors, that is the front entrance up the stairs and all hallway spaces, to be one consistent color throughout. The color should also be an offshoot of the outside color. So if you have a dark gray outside, one of the best colors to do would be a light gray inside. If you have a really sort of a dark putty color, you want to have some sort of a neutral inside that works well with it. You want continuity throughout mm-hmm. the house. So I think we're about to go to commercial. We'll be back with much more of today's show, The Millennials and All About Color.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he will soon be signing an executive order aimed at ending the controversial separation of immigrant children from their parents at the southern border. He makes the announcement during a White House meeting with cabinet members and lawmakers earlier today.
We all very much have the same views. We want to keep family together. At the same time, we have to be strong on the border. Otherwise, you'll have millions of people coming up, not thousands like we have now. You'll have millions of people flowing up and just overtaking the country. We're not letting that happen. So we have to be very strong on the border, but at the same time, we want to be very compassionate.
At the same time, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says the House will vote on a longer-term fix tomorrow. He says immigrant kids must not be separated from their parents, but he says immigration laws must continue to be enforced. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Looks like I've been eating the microphone here. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Mavenhill Interior Designs with two locations. If you're listening to me in the Hunterdon County area, I have a location at 176 Route 20231 in Ringgoes, New Jersey, right across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. If you're listening to me in northern New Jersey or the New York surrounding area, I have a location at 191B Light Boy, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, in between the post office and the wonderful Abel Baker of the Coffee House. Our topic today happens to be color and the best color combinations for 2018. And we're going through the house, giving you great ideas, jump-off points to bring color into the space. We talked about bathrooms and the importance of keeping them sort of spa-like, white base, and then a soft, light color in the space. Gray also works in bathrooms, but I think we're using so much gray in other places, in neutral spaces, you know, in big spaces, that a little pop of color in a bathroom is always a good thing. We talked about color combinations outside. I do so much color consultation for outside because outside is so much harder to pick than inside. Do any of you guys have an idea why outside color is so much harder to pick?
I mean, you have to deal with the outdoors.
Sure. Mm-hmm. The consistency of light, it's different all the time.
Yeah, the light, seasons, and like the what you plant outside as well, and your neighboring houses.
Right. And when we were on break, Carly said there's a combination that she saw that was recently something that was very appealing to her. Tell us what the body of the house color was and what they did to sort of tie it all in together.
So the body of the house was a seafoam green on stone, and it had all copper siding.
Yeah, so copper. So you know why that works, Carly? Because when you think about copper, when copper gets wet or aged, what color does it become?
Copper.
Copper. That would mean nothing would happen to
right.
it. Copper creates what's called a patina. Like, think of the Statue of Liberty. What color is the Statue of Liberty?
Green.
It looks like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the combination of this color with copper naturally complements each other because it's what it turns into. And that's very important that the colors have synergy. If you have stone on your house, you don't want to paint your house bright yellow if you have stone. You want to work with natural elements. I did a house over about 10 years ago that was lots of natural field stones that were beiges. And we picked sort of a mossy gray-green on the house because represents nature. And it's important that we're organic and we work with what we have. So I think they're doing a little stone work outside. We're just going to have to. You can imagine. I see stone dust out the window when I talk. Either that or I have cataracts. But I see some stone dust out the window. So we're talking about colors. Let's go to dining rooms because I think the dining room color should be drama, right? You want to have drama in a dining room. So I'm going to defer to Carly because a project I did about 3 weeks ago was I redid a dining room. So Carly got to see the space. And can you talk about what I did in this dining room to bring color combination together?
So it is wooden walls with...
That's called board and batten molding, which is right. a stained wood, right?
And the grass...
And grass cloth, right.
Yeah.
You know, most people think of grass cloths as bathrooms and so on. Grass cloth is a wonderful thing to bring into a dining room because if you have, particularly if you have stained moldings, oak or, you know, rich cherry stained moldings, bringing in a natural tone like a grass cloth sort of carries that around the room. A lot of people make the mistake when they have a board and batten molding to make paint color in between, and it just doesn't flow. It looks odd.
Mm-hmm.
But when you carry that through with a grass paper in a natural tone, it really accommodates it. And then talk about what we did on top. Do you remember the change in color? When we started the house, started the project, the house was yellow, and we went from yellow to a really pretty blue-green color. And I think the combination of the natural wood tone and the blue worked very well in the space. My own dining room, I did it. We were talking about on break about what was people's paint color in their dining rooms in the past. Dark red. I had a dark red dining room. Jesse, you said your house had a dark red dining room. What about you, Connor?
My house, we haven't updated it in a while. It's currently a very, very warm gold.
Gold, yeah. Well, that was the other. It was burgundy, gold, and sage. That was like the triad mm-hmm. of colors. How about you, Carly?
Mine's dark red, burgundy.
Yeah, burgundy. Everybody had that burgundy dining room. And I just changed it in January to navy, and I took the Christmas pictures. I'm like, oh my God, this has looked the same for 15 years. Time to change it. I think I had more than one house that had that burgundy dining room. It was like a rich, dark claret color, but come on, guys, time to change. So a good combination. A lot of times molding a newer house is white. So if you have white all the way around, you want to have a pop color on top. So I would say my favorite now is navy, all shades of navy. Van Dusen Blue is a terrific Benjamin Moore navy. Sherwin-Williams Naval is a really pretty navy also. A little bit lighter dark blue is called Phillipsburg Blue. That's a historic color from Benjamin Moore that I like a lot. Gray blues can be kind of nice too as well. November Skies is a rich gray blue that you can put in a dining room. I like the blue tones. The gray tones are very nice. Kendall Charcoal, if you're going to go with that, then you really need a strong pop color. It's a great dining room color. Greens are still very popular. There's a historic color called Castleton Mist, which is sort of a yellowy kind of a green, but you can pair that with other colors in a dining room. Any guys think of any other colors that might be pretty in a dining room?
I personally really like green.
Right.
Like specifically, maybe not even using green paint, but uh-huh. bringing in a lot of plants.
Greens, yeah.
Like maybe if you're growing your own herbs in like on like a windowsill or something,
sure.
that itself can be a pop color.
Yeah, no, it very much could be a bringing in a pop color with greens. Gray, again, grays and greens pair really well together. The other thing you think about is wallpaper in a space. So maybe you don't do a solid painted wall. Maybe you do the buffet wall, right? Maybe three like neutral gray, beige walls, and then the wall that the sideboard is on with the mirror, maybe do a terrific paper from Tebow that has herbs on it or has palm leaves on it or acanthus leaves on it and just bring in it that way. Mm-hmm. That's another way to create color.
Now, would having a wallpaper in a kitchen ever be an issue considering how much steam there is and how dirty a kitchen can get?
I'm not a fan of wallpaper in a kitchen. The rooms that I like to put wallpaper in is number one, powder room. And a powder room is a room without a shower, so it's impervious to water pretty much except for the couple of seconds or minutes that you're washing your hands. So that's a good space to do wallpaper. Also, when you're in a bathroom, more people will be in your powder room than any other room in your house, right, in a small surface. So there's more of a chance of what? Smudges, water, everything. So wallpaper is a great surface for a powder room. Is it great for regular bathrooms? No. You don't want to do that for moisture. Same holds true for kitchens, to answer your question. Not a great place to do it. Do a spa or a paint that has a flat finish, but it can be washed, and it's made for those areas. A dining room wall is a nice place to do it, either maybe on a buffet wall, or, as we talked about, doing a chair rail and molding, and just above the molding, a small area around is a good place to do wallpaper. And finally, an accent wall, either a living room or a family room where there's a fireplace, or probably most popularly, I'm doing graphic papers, things that have a lot of visual interest, just on a master bedroom headboard wall. So let's talk about master bedrooms, because master bedrooms are a place that we get a little bit wild with color. They're not spaces that everybody sees, or imagine they're not spaces that everybody sees. So people, I think, are a little bit more prone to try more color in the master bedroom. I'm going to go around the room and start with Carly and ask, at your home, what color is your bedroom?
Oh, my bedroom at home is like turquoise. So bad. I haven't painted in years.
And who picked the color initially?
My sister.
Why did your sister pick your color?
We shared a room.
Okay. Well, that part I didn't know. So you picked, is this sort of a dark turquoise?
There's a dark accent wall with the other walls are like a brighter turquoise and white trim.
So it's like being inside of like a fish tank or something.
Something like that.
Wow. Do you find that hard to sleep in that environment? Is it not restful?
Yeah, it's not. I sleep fine, but it's bright.
Jesse, what color is your... Now you have a new house. What color is your bedroom?
I had a little more say into this. Obviously, my mom, being a designer herself, also was able to... So I told her I wanted a blue color like my old room.
Right.
But she said, you know, the old bedroom you had in your old house is a little too childish.
Right.
You know, so let's get another one. We stick with blue. We stuck with blue. It's a little bit of a stronger blue.
Uh-huh.
And it has white molding. But I really like it a lot, actually.
Is it a dark blue like navy or a mid-tone blue?
It's more mid-tone, I want to say. It's not 100% blue. It has a little bit of, like... It's hard to explain. Actually, I can show you a picture of it. But I like it a lot better than my old room. It looks a lot cleaner right now, and it matches well with the furniture we currently have.
And probably a little bit more mature.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. What about you, Connor? Do you have a green bedroom?
No, I have a very strong navy blue bedroom. Yeah, every wall is navy blue with white trim, white ceiling, and a bunch of dark wood furniture.
Well, that sounds nice. Is that something that you picked?
No, I was actually moved into my sister's old room when I was going to college, and my mom redecorated the entire thing without my knowing. And so I walked in one day, and I was like, oh, what is this?
Were you happy with it or unhappy with it?
I was very happy with it. Yeah, no, it's a very nice room. The only issue that I'd have with it, I'd say, is because of the fact that everything is so dark, there's no, like, there's not really much... many light things in the room, and it can get a little overwhelming.
A good way to balance that, I don't know if you, Carly, passed that around or not, my phone, that room that I did where I did that one accent wall of the dark blue-green wallpaper, all the accessories are white, white and silvers. And what I would suggest to you, if you were changing things out a little bit, I'd make everything else white. Paint your, if you have a headboard painted out, white, white picture frames, silvers, and whites, and then it makes the blue sort of substantiate. Because what I go back to is color is a sense of balance. So if you have a very dark base, you want to do things that are white, maybe white with a little bit of blue in it, maybe bring some apple or citrus green in with that dark blue, or yellow, and those things balance each other and lighten up a little bit. So some of the pop colors that I'm seeing in bedrooms are plum. Now, the reason I think plum is, or purple is a popular color, is it's a little bit more on the feminine side. So if you were to change your bedroom out, and again, it would never be the whole room. If you were to change your bedroom out and you painted it sort of a neutral gray, maybe like a Stonington gray with white trim, what do you think about an accent pop of plum?
I like that a lot. I would do that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm seeing it both in paper and in just sort of colors. Jesse's shaking his head no, like you wouldn't believe. What do you think about plum in a bedroom?
I just don't like purple. Okay. It's just like one of my least favorite colors.
Right. But that's kind of surprising to me because purple and blue are from the same spectrum. You're just adding some red to it and they're on the cool tone. You know, purple can be either very red or very blue, but the blue purples are very popular. Do you know something kind of funny? When I talk with the young kids about their bedroom consistently, the number one color that boys pick, what do you think the number one color that boys pick?
Blue.
No.
Green.
Yes, green.
I remember that from last year.
Green. Boys always consistently pick green over blue, which shocked me when I started in the industry, but I started to see it as a phenomenon or trend. What is the most popular color that girls pick, you think?
I mean, my first guess would be pink.
Nope.
Blue?
Blue. Who are you? I guess someone was paying attention last summer.
Yeah.
Girls pick blue, blue violets, and blue purples on the spectrum, and boys pick green. It's kind of counterintuitive, don't you think? It's amazing, but I consistently see that with people. What about yellow for a bedroom? Connor, good idea or bad idea?
I'm still not quite sold on yellow.
Yeah, kind of not restful. All right, I think we have one more set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And we are back with yet more of Modern Design. I'm in studio with three restless people today. In studio, we have Connor. Say hello.
Hello there.
We have Jesse.
Hey.
And the girl. No, and we have Carly.
Oh, wow.
The reason I say, I'm going to get hate mail.
Yikes.
The reason I say that, you guys were just born, but there used to be a show years ago with two guys and a girl, and it was called, like, The Girl and the Pizza Place, or Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
What was that on?
I don't even say the year, okay. So it was a popular, and the guy that was Castle was one of the guys. You know the guy, Nathan Fillion, who's like...
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the guys. And that was like his first, one of his first roles in nighttime TV. And it was Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place. So I take that back, Carly.
Thank you.
Okay. So our topic today happens to be color and the best color combinations for 2018. So I'm a little bit of an old head, so I thought I would surround myself with some millennials so I can say you're wrong. No, so I can get your opinion and perspective of what people say about color. I want to start with Connor this time and talk about a little bit about perception of color. Like when you think of like color in general, see, I think color for the most part in your generation has kind of sort of gone away. So when you think of color, do you think of like, I don't know, industrial gray and just a little bit of color? Or do you think about color like I really want a rich blue like it's in your bedroom? What do you think of in terms of color?
I think that in this era, color carries a lot of weight.
Sure.
And especially in design, like color is a very big deal. So having something be gray and not very saturated can help you put more emphasis on the colors that you want. So you're not stuck with a room that's like bright red that you're going to have for 15 years, like we were talking about earlier. You'll have a gray room which you can change and like with the seasons and then also over the years while design changes.
So you think gray will stand the test of time because you just have the pop color to contend with?
I think so.
Sure. Jesse?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to do something incredibly risky with your color, gray is a great place to go to, in my opinion. And it's going to, I think it will, like Connor said, it will never become too outdated. And a lot of things go with it, you know?
Sure. And Carly?
Yeah, I love color, but I think gray is always a safe bet because then you can change out what color pops you have throughout time and that won't get outdated.
Do you think the blues are coming back with a vengeance now because the base is gray?
Yeah, I think so. And blues, I want to say even another safe color, I want to say just because it is, like, it goes well with a lot of things and has that gray base. So
right. And you know what? We talked about, I think it was last week or one of the previous weeks, we talked about the fact that blue is a universally good-looking color on people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have blue on, you have blue on, you have black on. But blue in general happens to be appealing to sort of almost everybody. Think of like coloring on a person. Like if you have bright red hair, navy blue is a really beautiful color, right? If you have white hair, you're a mature person and you have white hair. Blue, all shades of blue are beautiful. Put a blue shirt on when you have white hair. Blonde hair and blue eyes, what's a better color than any shade of blue? Pretty much everybody looks good in blue. And I always say people pick colors based upon the way they look. And I think consistently that's true. What do you guys think? What do you think about that? That's true?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't think I've ever actively like thought about that, but hearing you say it, I was like, yeah, though that makes a lot of sense now.
So you have a light brown hair and you have coloring that greens probably are really good looking on you. So that's one of the reasons I think you might be attracted to green as a color.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse likes the strong blues, and I think with his skin tone and his coloring, probably that's his comfort zone, and you look good and feel good in that color. What about you, Carly?
Blue.
Just universally beautiful, right?
Yeah, I like blue.
What color was your prom dress?
Black.
Oh my gosh, it was light blue.
Ah, see, there's a little bit.
And then the next
year
was black.
Yeah, I knew the senior year dress was going to be black, but it was blue, right? So because blue looks good on everybody, so it makes sense to me that blues are hot now. But they really weren't like in the early 2000s. You didn't see a lot of blue at all. You saw burgundy, you saw gold, and you saw green. And blue was not popular at all. It seems to have just done a big shift. Another question for you guys is. Things used to be tan. Tan was the neutral. Mm-hmm. And then the pop colors came off of that. Do you think gray pairs well with less colors than tan would?
I think it pairs well with more colors than tan would.
Tell me why.
I feel like... Okay, actually, no. I'm going to rewind for a second. I feel like whereas tan pairs well with a lot of darker and more saturated colors, gray pairs well with a lot of less saturated colors.
Very much. That was astute. That was terrific. It's just that when you have tans are sort of neutral and can be washed out. So you have to pair them with a strong color as a balance. Where grays are a little bit more intense, so you can pick really soft colors and they work well. You can also pair them with dark colors, so that universally they're more adaptable to creating a good combination. Would you say that was true, Jesse?
Yeah, definitely. I was like, I had to think about what Connor was saying as he was saying it, but when I'm picking out clothes, even aware that, I mean, I could see it.
All right.
Yeah, and I think gray is more modern than tans these days.
I have to tell you, a non-gray combination that I like and still want to do and don't have a chance, but I think it's going to start to change because gray's been around so long. I think it'll continue, but other colors are going to be in. I like really dark chocolate brown with Tiffany box blue and a little bit of silver. I love that combination. What do you think about that? Like a really rich chocolate brown, Tiffany box blue, and a little bit silver. Do you know I did a Christmas tree for somebody 2 years ago, and they had several trees in the house, and when we used those three colors, it was spectacular. Beautiful and interesting. What do you guys think? They're like, ew.
I'd have to see it. I always stray away from silver with browns.
See, I love brown and silver. I think brown and gold don't go together. I think brown and silver go together beautifully.
I can see brown and silver.
Brown and silver.
And then, again, the Tiffany box blue is going to look awesome with that brown, too.
Almost even better than gray.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Another really beautiful combination that I like is chocolate brown and peridot green, that sort of like bottle green and brown. Green and brown, especially with what you like with the fern prints and, mm-hmm. and botanicals, awesome combination. What do you guys think of that?
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
It's organic. Jesse doesn't like it. Oh, yeah, it's organic. It's natural. And it's really, really beautiful together. Mm-hmm. The classic combination of white and black always works. It's classic. It's timely. And you can throw almost any color as a third color into those two colors. And they work very, very well together. Again, blue sort of universal. My favorite, I think, is sort of right now is navy blue or French blue and citrus green. I just like that combination together. Blue and yellow pair well together. I think blue and yellow was so traditional, people were going away from it. Now I see blue and yellow. Now one day, we're doing sidewalk sales at Maven Hill Maplewood, and one day, I think it was the day you weren't there, Carly, I put out everything. I market basically by color. So my front room is sort of a citrus green. Then I have a room that's sort of industrial, that's sort of blacks and silvers and a little bit of natural wood. Then I have a room that's right now cobalt blue and yellow. People are drawn to that. So and then the back room is coastal, and it's sort of pale blue green and then red, and lots of coral and sort of that sort of tone. But each day when I bring stuff out, we change out our color palette, and then it looks good from a distance. So the day you weren't there, I did cobalt blue and yellow, and I sold almost all my stuff. I sold so much stuff because it's a nice pairing. I think people are open. The millennials, are you open to blue and yellow?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's dated or old. It's sort of fresh again, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I have a personal hatred towards blue and yellow.
That is really, really, really harsh.
Hey, I'm from I lived in Columbus, Ohio for a little bit, so our Buckeye fans hate navy blue and yellow.
Oh, well,
or any
that's
blue and yellow.
Okay,
or
I got you. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Clutter.
Yeah, I'm still not quite sold on yellow yet. Uh-huh. I think blue and yellow is one of the better combinations for yellow.
Okay.
Well, but I'm not quite there yet.
Dark gray and yellow kind of right now is my favorite combination. Mm-hmm. But blues and yellows are really, really good together. Red and gray work very nice together. A lot of people request orange. Someone in this room told me that they love orange. Who was that?
That was me.
What do you guys think of the color combination navy blue and orange?
I actually really like that combination.
Oh, my God, right?
I actually just saw that combination recently, and I actually found it really, like, I was just playing around with some colors, and I found that I really liked it.
What do you think?
One of my favorite colors is actually, like, a creamsicle orange, like that very, very light orange. It's so pretty.
Creamsicle, like, orange and white are so beautiful together, mm-hmm. aren't they?
They really are.
But add navy blue to orange and then mm-hmm. white. That's a cool thing. When I go to weddings a lot, I'll wear a navy jacket and tan pants and white shirt. And when I pop it with an orange tie, like orange and navy, boom, it comes together. Well, guys, that's all the combinations on the off the top of my head. I think we covered a lot. I hope it inspired you that are listening to our program to try some interesting color combinations, not just gray, but maybe some other colors, too, that pop and really make your space well. Wonderful, wonderful shows up in the next couple of weeks. I thank you for tuning in to our program, Modern Design. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday right here live in studio. Thanks, and have a great, great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We can't enforce our immigration laws without breaking families apart.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who says House members will vote on a bill that would keep families together at the southern border with Mexico. That vote is expected tomorrow.
Under this bill, when people are being prosecuted for illegally crossing the border, families will remain together under DHS custody throughout the length of their legal proceedings.
Ryan saying the bill would be a long-term fix for the problem. More immediate help could be coming from an executive order. The president says he'll be signing perhaps today.
We want to keep families together. It's very important. I'll be signing something in a little while that's going to do that.
The president also saying he's canceled the annual congressional picnic at the White House tomorrow evening, saying it doesn't feel right to hold it when so much needs to get done. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, had his bail revoked earlier this month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on his situation as he awaits trial.
A former lawyer for President Trump says the president's former campaign manager is in solitary confinement to avoid attacks in prison. Paul Manafort's in a Virginia jail awaiting trial on money laundering charges after a judge revoked his bail for attempting to influence possible witnesses